I'm joined in the studio now by Joanne Drews, Business Development Manager of F. Barnes Solicitors. Good afternoon, Joanne.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You you drew the lucky ticket at last week's Phoenix Family Business Networking event at the cricket club.
I did.
Which means you get to come in and have a little chat right here, right now.
Absolutely. Aren't I lucky?
What was the really curry good. Like last week? Because I missed it.
Yeah. No, the girls always do a lovely curry. It's always a really enjoyable networking meeting. Cross-section of businesses. I'm very sociable and yes, of course, I was the lucky one.
You're from F. Barnes Solicitors. Now, they've been around quite a while, haven't they?
Yes, they have. They started in 1955 by Frederick Barnes. We're really proud to have been around in the Havering and the local area for so long. We had a lovely 60th anniversary year where we did various events. And yes, we've got three offices, Collier Row, Gideon Park and Romford. And we've been very much in the community for a long while.
And what type of law firm are you? What are your specialities?
We're your typical high street practice, private client, looking after everybody, I would say, from the cradle to the grave. We are Lexel accredited. We've had to evolve with all the different compliance that everybody has needed.
So what's Lexel?
Lexel is an accreditation that is only awarded to the top firms. It's quite a stringent test.
Okay.
That you have to provide with the SRA. And we're very proud to have that accreditation. And we became limited in 2015, which is something, again, that not a lot of solicitors have moved towards. But we're on all the major panels so that we can deal with most things. That's really, I'm very happy to be part of a firm that's been around for so long.
Am I right in assuming that a lot of solicitors' firms are LLPs?
They are indeed, yes.
What's the difference between limited and LLP?
Okay, so when we became limited, obviously it's forward thinking, it's a commercial, like corporate identity. It is the way forward. Lots of solicitors' firms do have issues with what we would call succession. Lots of smaller firms are just fading away over time. We've emerged with quite a lot of local companies, local solicitors, and we've grown and we've wanted to be forward thinking and become limited.
What are your relationships like within the community of sort of South Essex?
Okay, I take personally the community aspect of it very seriously, as we all do. We've worked really, really hard at building those relationships in and around the area. We do lots of stuff with, it's not just Romford. We work with one of our charities that we like to support, our St Francis Hospice. That's actually, funny enough, where we first met Steve at Phoenix FM. We was a founder member of the Business Alliance Group and very lucky to work with Barry Hearn, who's the patron of that group. We do work with schools, local schools, Coopers Coburn, Corbett's Tay is a special needs school. We like to try and raise money for them. Careers, we try to touch base with the community in any way we can, offering careers advice, doing careers days, supporting them, promoting them. We sponsor Romford Bowls Club, Romford Golf Club.
Do you do work experience as well?
We do work experience. We try to promote and help as far as we can. It's a very competitive industry to go in. And lots of younger people are finding it harder and harder to get the work experience. What they like about coming to us is that unlike some of the bigger firms, maybe because we take everything, we do go to court ourselves and we do represent clients ourselves rather than instructing a barrister to attend. So that young person or that trainee gets the opportunity to go in court.
Okay, and what have you got coming up on the 28th, which is next week?
Yes, okay. So next week, with again one of the an example of going in the community, we're working alongside Care UK. There's a Heatherbrook care home in Como Street, Romford. So people can register and come along at 2:30. It's for a couple of hours. We'll be there along with Rosemount financial advisors. And, you know, that all important problem that we've got now, that we're all living longer, we need to worry about care costs, we need to worry about preparing for a will, planning for the future. We'll be there, our team will be there at F Barnes, and we can just answer any questions that people may have.
Is that something people put off, the death side of planning? Obviously no one plans for death, but there's a lot of paperwork involved.
Absolutely. There's about 70% of the population that don't even have a will. What we're trying to get across, it's, you know, not having a will is one aspect, but obviously what happens between now and then is equally as important now, if not more important. So we're trying to encourage people, young and old, to plan for the future and come in. So, you know, we find that when we go out in the community and do these talks, that it softens the approach, and people are more comfortable with talking about this horrible subject.
Would you say that, you know, someone who's in their mid-30s, just got married, got a child on the way, is getting a will sorted out something to do sooner rather than later?
We always recommend, that's the example of that, is that they've bought their first home, and obviously they've got a dependent for the first time, and that is absolutely the time to do it. It's far easier to sort these things out there and then, have complete peace of mind. But the other thing is, often people don't understand, they don't look at the questions that we would ask, that you wouldn't understand that what may happen in the future.
Sure. And changing the subject completely, tell me about Porridge.
Oh, Porridge, yes. Porridge is our honorary member of staff. She's normally based at Collier Row. She's very good at answering the phone. You'll have to excuse me, Porridge, but I think you're about 4 years old.
She's Porridge isn't human, by the way.
Yes, no, Porridge. Porridge is our managing director, Tina Johansson's baby. And yes, so Porridge comes in, and all the clients love her at Collier Row.
Mm, okay. Have you got any opportunities available at the business?
I'm always looking for to recruit friendly team members. We have got a position in our private client department for a solicitor, and obviously secretaries, you know, good secretaries, will always take them on board. And, you know, apprenticeships, anybody that really wants to come over and work and be part of a team, I'd love to hear from them. We do like networking, and we do like a happy office.
And your website is www.fbarnes.co.uk. Joanne Drews, Business Development Manager from F Barnes Solicitors, thank you very much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.